All right, let's move into the offenders portion of the meeting here. Is Mr. Jeffrey Scott West in the audience? Please come forward, sir. For the commission's edification, we have no new revocation hearings today, but we have a petition by two individuals who are currently under license revocation for reconsideration of their license suspension per the discussion that we had last month in the policy that you asked us to put these together with background information. Mr. Jeffrey Scott West's case here. In your board packet included a past violation, not the violation for which he was revoked by this board. So I'm passing out the information that was pertinent in the case that was pertinent to the board's decision to revoke the license of Mr. Jeffrey Scott West. So, Mr. West, you asked for this. You asked for the board to reconsider their decision. The floor is yours.
Well, basically, it's been 11 months. It's been hard. You know, this is all I did since I've been 14, 15 years old. I'm a single father. You know, I would just like to go back to work to get my life back on track. Basically, learned my lesson. More than one way that if I could take it back that day, I would, you know. My license was supposed to spend it for 12 months. It's been 11. I only got one more month. I'd just like to get my life back on track and get back to work.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
A couple of questions here. One, I understand from this report that your daily vessel limit was 10 bushels. Is that right?
Yes.
What's that?
No. This is about oyster.
What is your name?
Jeffrey West.
Mr. Deacon, I clear up. We gave you the wrong packet in the initial submittal, so the replacement is about oystering a sanctuary.
Okay, I would like to take a couple minutes to read this.
I think that's a fine idea. While you're reading, I'm going to get a couple things on the record, if that's all right. So, Mr. West, you were convicted of harvesting oysters in a sanctuary in October of 2015. Is that correct? And that you came before the board in September of 2016, and the board revoked your licenses for a period of 1 year from September 27th of 2016 until September 26th of 2017, which would be next month. What have you been doing in the meantime, sir?
I had a job, but starting off with Crab Express. You know, loan creds and stuff for him, and then my driving license got suspended because I wasn't making enough money to pay my court costs and fines and stuff. And since then, I've been putting in applications and stuff. It's just hard to find a decent job. Like you say, I've been doing this for since I've been 15. This is basically all I know how to do.
For the record, Mr. West, we have prior natural resources convictions, four of them in 2015, for which you were put on probation by this board. Is that correct? Those were crab violations mostly?
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
But for them tickets, like when I got the ticket for over the limit of crabs, 3 days later I went and bought spent $7,000 and bought a bigger set of license, you know, to catch the 29 bushels. And I branded all my buoys, so I tried to fix everything.
You fixed that problem. Yeah. There had been a previous problem in 2013 with obstructed crab pot cull rings and improper markings of your buoys for your crab pots. That was corrected as well in 2013? Okay.
Yeah, I got all my buoys branded now.
So what else would you like the commission to know before deciding whether or not it, what exactly would you like the commission to do? How about I ask that?
I would like to get my license back so I could get to work. And, you know, I'm a single father. That is hard. I would like to get my license so I can basically get my life back on track and my son's life. He's about to go back to school so I can get his school stuff and, you know, just get everything back on track.
Mr. Zedron.
When I was asking that as a question, I see in May 4th of 2015, you had these 26 bushels of crabs, right?
Yes, sir.
How many? What was your allowance for the day?
10, but I was told by my father and them that, you know, you never had no more. Everybody with this license, no matter what size you had, you were allowed 29 bushels. I went on their word.
How long you been in that having that license and that work? How long had you had a license for the 10 bushels?
I ain't really for sure. I mean, since I can't remember when I first bought my blue card and the crab pot license.
Now, how many other days? I mean, you're telling us now that you thought 29 bushels was everybody's limit? So how many other days besides the day you got caught did you...
That was on a Monday, and the pots, you know, had more crabs than usual.
The one you're here before on is the deal with these oysters in the sanctuary. What's the purpose of a sanctuary?
Stay out of, I guess. I mean, to grow more oysters.
And how does that affect your industry as far as you as a waterman?
A lot.
And tell us how.
I guess so the other horses in the sanctuary can spawn more.
And
if I could take that day back, I would. That day changed my life. When I came and y'all stripped my license, that changed my life dramatically. I lost basically my apartment, everything.
What effect do you think what your conduct had on other watermen who were legally doing their job?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for them.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Neal,
okay,
please.
Just for clarification, so we have two convictions in 2013, and then we had, prior to this, four convictions in 2015, which was placed on probation. And then he was caught oystering in a sanctuary while on probation. Is that correct?
So he got served with a notice to appear on, I think it was October the, it was like 4 days before he had to appear at the meeting. He got caught in the sanctuary, so he wasn't on probation.
So yet. We hadn't put him on probation yet, but he'd been convicted. He had these prior convictions.
He did have convictions, but no probation yet.
So we put him on probation not knowing about the oysters, and then he came back in front of us for being in the sanctuary.
And that's why he has a year revocation followed by a two-year probation. We essentially reset the probation clock once his revocation period was over.
And so we're here with a revocation that's going to be ending next month anyway.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I was... clear.
Mr. Ballard. Question for Mr. Hull. Would the changes the General Assembly made this last season change anything about this case if we were acting under those?
The change in the statute, no, because he had more than one violation within the five-year period. But the guidelines are different, so the staff recommendation would have been different. Okay. The guideline recommendation would.
But our final verdict was still within the new laws.
It is, yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So it's up to the commission. This is entirely at the commission's discretion. Mr. West, let me ask you the question that's right to the heart of this, and here's a softball for you. What lessons have you learned, and will this ever happen again or anything like it?
No, this will never. Because like you say, this changed my life dramatically. I basically lost everything I had for that one day.
So you're saying you've learned your lesson?
Yeah, more than y'all will ever know. And that's straight truth from the heart.
If I could add one more thing.
Mr. Hall?
We'll note that Mr. West was not the captain of the boat at the time.
Anthony Hogg was.
He was, and Mr. Hogg has had a five-year revocation, so that may change things, maybe.
Mr. France?
Yeah, this, if we were to excuse this last month of revocation, he would still have probation for 2 years.
It's up to the commission. What is the will of the commission? Mr. Cedrin.
A comment. You know, Dr. Neal here made a good comment last meeting and on one of the cases, on the case that came before us, I guess, and said we don't take revoke waterman's license lightly. And, you know, I hear what Mr. West is saying here about his misfortune and his, you know, problems, but we're here for all the watermen, not just one. And, you know, when I see somebody in 2015 who takes 26 bushels of crabs when he's only authorized 10, that's telling us something. That's telling us that he don't care about the other watermen. What about the other watermen that didn't get their limit? You know, what about their families? What about their food? What about their kids' education? I mean, that's what this commission is about, is protecting the lawful watermen. And he told you and testified just now that he thought all along it was 29 bushels. That was his daily limit. So no telling how many bushels of crabs over his limit he took day after day after day. And this affected the legal watermen that doing it by the job. It also tells me that he could care less about the resource. He doesn't even care about what his future is, because if he's taking 26 bushels of crabs when he's only authorized to take 10, that means there ain't that many the next day. And I think it would be a disservice to the industry and to the honest watermen to modify anything that we've done here, because this was seriously considered. And we talk about this all the time before we take these moves. And I understand that he's had some adverse financial effects, but the same thing with the oyster sanctuary. We're not talking about a guy who got his license yesterday and he bought his boat the day before and he don't even know how to turn a GPS on, and he goes over there in the sanctuary and starts oystering, and, you know, and then he gets caught. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a person who's a waterman, has been in this industry forever, for his whole life, and he knows what a sanctuary is. And here again, what about the resource? There is where the watermen get their resource, is from that sanctuary. That's why we have a sanctuary, is so that the watermen who do it legally can have a career. Their family can have a career. And if we just say, hey, that's okay, take what you want, don't care about the resources, you know, we give you punishment, hey, we're gonna pull it back, so don't worry about it. It sends that message out there to that person that doesn't want to obey the law, that says, hey, you know, you're going to pull it back anyhow, so I'm going to make as much money as I can. I think this is the wrong precedent to set. You know, he needs to do his time. I understand where he's coming from, and I hope that he has learned his lesson, and I hope we never see him in here again. But I don't think the answer is just doing away with our decision, because we did not do it lightly. And I'm against, you know, granting him. He's asking for his license back. I didn't even say anything about probation. So I'm against that.
On the probation for a lifetime, that's how confident I am not coming back in front of y'all.
Any other comments or discussions from the board? The commission, the board operates on motions, and if there isn't a motion, there's no change in status. So I'm going to throw it out here, is there a motion? Is there a motion? Going to ask again. Is there a motion? I see no motion, Mr. West. The board's decision stands as was adjudicated last September. Your conviction, your license revocation period will remain until the end of September, the 26th, I believe. Your case was reconsidered. No change in status. There's nothing to say, Mr. West. The board's made its decision and is abiding by its decision that was made last year. So the next reconsider case is Mr. John Matthew West. John Matthew West. Mr. West, you have asked for your license revocation period to be reconsidered as well. And the floor is yours. What would you wish the commission to know? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
My violation was for, OSHA violation, yep. What it was took for. And I was asking the commission if it would, instead of me get my license, my commercial car, so I can go, fishing with my father, and crabbing with him.
I think he's saying that he would wait until the revocation period is over until he gets his OSHA license.
I'm not working with the OSHA license, but now I'll wait for the revocations up for the OSHA license.
That's what you're asking. You're asking for the reinstatement of all your licenses except your OSHA licenses. So for the record here, the commission revoked your licenses for 1 year from November 1st of 2016 to October 31st of 2017. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you were captain of the vessel here that was harvesting in the sanctuary, and this was captured on video, and you're convicted in criminal court of this offense. Are these facts correct?
Okay.
Are there questions from the commission? Mr. Zedron.
How long have you been in the industry?
I've been doing this since I was about 14, 15 years old.
And how old are you now? And
I haven't been horsing that long. I haven't been horsing like the last 3 or 4 years.
And you were originally charged with a felony, were you?
Yeah.
And that was broken down to a misdemeanor, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been the captain of this vessel? Did it have a GPS on it?
Well, it had a GPS on it, but it won't work because the train steer that goes in the water, so it was broke. And I had ordered one, but it never had came in at the time.
Is this one of these cases that we heard where we saw the video of the boats going around the pole where the sanctuary sign was? Was that?
Around the cone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what a sanctuary is, right? And what's it for?
I guess for the respawn oceans and for have more oceans for all the years.
And is that important to you?
Yeah. I mean, I know I've learned my lesson because I've been jail time for it. I have $1,700 fine where I've been struggling to pay since this happened. I got about $219 on it at $1,700. And
did you see the sanctuary sign? You did? Did you?
Well, I was over there, I went there with, over that way with all the other boats is at.
Well, the question is, did you see the sanctuary sign?
Well, yeah, later on, it's big right there.
Can't miss it, can you?
Not,
not see it.
Mr. West, the answer is yes. You saw the sign. You couldn't miss it, right?
Yeah, I say it's so big. I mean, it's big. You can't miss it.
Okay. No further questions.
Mr. Frantz.
Mr. West, what have you been doing in the meantime since your license?
I've been doing some side work. I make tripods at home. Nothing really. I've been struggling since I lost my license back in November. I got three kids, and they get one to go to high school, got other ones in middle school, and you got school coming up, and you know all the holidays coming up. My suspension's up in like 2 months, 9 weeks. Asking if, I could get my fishing lesson go back. I'm not worrying about the oyster part right now, I'm not worried about just even go fishing or, crabbing with my father. Because I got, three kids that's got to go to school, got to have, school stuff for to go to school, and I don't, I'm a single father. And I had a house that I had the eye turn and sell because I didn't have the, time to, get a job to pay on it at $1,000 house payment a month. And I've learned my, lesson. If I got to get in trouble anymore, I just won't go. I'll stay at home first. I don't go out here every day and get in trouble. I don't, I think last thing I had was 4 years before I got the, the oyster tickets.
For the record, previous natural resources convictions include 2013 failure to tub oysters at a point of landing, and then a far distant case from a decade ago, 2006, of harvesting oysters during a close season. So the main event was the sanctuary violation on videotape. It wasn't a good day for you, was it?
No.
So Mr. West has asked for reconsideration. I think the board has heard you. The question is whether or not the board wants to take any action at this point. So, as previously, the board operates on motions, and if there isn't a motion, nothing changes. Status quo remains. Incidentally, I didn't mention the chair cannot make a motion. I can't make a motion. It's up to the rest of the board here to decide the path. So, call number one. Is there a motion? Mr. Zedrin.
Comment. This is the captain of the ship.
Correct.
Okay. I don't think we can deny the mate request and then let the captain go. And he told you himself. He saw that sign. It's so big, is his comment. And here again, we as the commission have got to look out for the legal watermen. And the legal watermen are doing it right. And we've got to look out for their families. We've got to look out there for their future. And he was charged with a felony, okay? He could have lost all of his rights and privileges as a citizen, right to vote, right to carry weapons, do a lot of things. He got a real good break. He had a real good lawyer, okay, I guess. So he got a big break. I mean, a big break. Okay, and here again, my suggestion is that we need to keep our position firm. Let our watermen know that we're going to protect them. The sanctuary, and he heard it and he said it. Hey, this is for repopulation. Get the resource back up for his future and for the other watermen. And I don't think we can take that lightly. We're not a situation here where, the wind was blowing real hard and it pushed my boat over into the sanctuary. He said it himself, but it was a big sign, and I went ahead and did it anyway. And so, I don't think we can approve of watermen that are not following the rules.
Commission operates on motion. If there's not a motion, the chair cannot make a motion. Well, and there'll be no change in status, and the commission will have decided to stay the course. So let me ask, is there a motion? Is there a motion? Is there a motion? Mr. West, there is no motion. The commission has decided not to change course, and that your revocation period will remain as it was established almost a year ago. And your license will be reinstated per the commission's decision from last year at the end of November. I'm sorry? The end of October. Whenever the commission's revocation period, October 31st of 2017. Thank you, Mr. West. Have a good day. Yeah, Mr. Hull, there is some additional discussion I think that staff would like to have here concerning the matrix guidelines.
That's correct. And thank you for allowing me to take the time to do this. As you know, we amended our guideline tables last month to take into account the changes in the recent law. And as staff tried to work with the new tables, it was kind of discovered that there were some unintended consequences to some of the things that we had done. And specifically, you'll see that on the copy I've just handed out, we've made a change in there to the column that says recommended sanction for two or more violations. It used to be two or more violations in 5 years, but we found that that was catching a few too many people up in it. The 5 years was taken from the statute. So what we proposed is to take that down to two or more violations in 2 years, just to sort of lessen the impact on that a little bit. Would also ask that for input on a couple of the listings in the table itself, and specifically for the entry for possession of at least 50% over the time of undersized shellfish, so culling violations. Right now we have 1 year probation for a single violation, which I think is fine, but I do think the 6 month revocation for two or more violations in 2 years for shellfish licenses, the 6 month revocation of shellfish licenses, may be a little extreme on that one. So we would, I guess, ask if the commission agrees or not.
And there's another issue. Mr. France and others have long held some concern over the excessive placement of crab pots overboard for the purposes of catching crabs.
Correct.
Well in excess of what their crab pot limit is.
Right. That's on page 3 for the record. And right now the recommendation is, if you're exceeding the license limit by 50% or more, which is a fairly substantial amount, then you get nothing for the single violation, a year probation for two or more in 2 years. And then your first revocation is in if it occurs during a probationary period.
So the thought is that a couple components on this particular offense are problematic. Number one, it's very difficult for the Marine Police, as you all have heard in the past, to go out and to count up 425 pots and then keep counting into the evening hours to determine exactly how many more than authorized crab pots are set. And if they can make that case and they get the conviction in court and it comes here and it's a year of probation, I'm not sure that that is what the board, or at least some members of the board, thought was a fair outcome for this.
To exceed 50% or more?
Which does, in fact, require the Marine Police to count everyone, not just make the prima facie case that there is an offense, but to establish the degree of offense is something that's also time-consuming and is a strain on very limited Marine Police manpower. I will note that we have 54 budget-authorized patrol officers and almost six vacancies now that are held vacant for budget restraints, and that's almost a 10% vacancy rate. It is a significant manpower issue to try to make one of these cases of setting too many crab pots and to make the case on exactly how many crab pots are in excess of what is allowed is an even further strain on manpower. But I've heard from some of you that you had some concerns on whether or not the matrix guidelines for penalties were adequate for that particular offense. So while we're discussing the matrix guidelines, I'll note that others of you on the board have expressed those concerns.
I will note for the record that this is very much a work in progress, so if there are other concerns that you observe, please let someone know so that we can address it.
Are we supposed to be making comments now, or is this something?
I think so, Mr. Neal. In effect, what we are asked, the staff is asking for the board to...
I'll make a comment.
Okay.
I guess a suggestion, or I think, and I'll start with that last issue first, and you can tell me the legal stuff, but play set fish crab pots exceeding license limit, and just leave it there. Instead of having a certain percentage you have to go over, just you're fishing more crab pots than you're licensed for, you're breaking the law, period. And then as far as your sanctions, just shift everything over. First offense be 1 year probation, and the second offense, just shift them, slide the whole thing over one slot.
If I could interject here a little bit, I would say 10%. You know, somebody with a 255 pot license would be 26 pots almost over your limit. When you get taken up and putting out and changing pots in and out and up and down and washing pots, it's pretty easy to get a few over or a few under. But 50% is a clear intentional violation, in my opinion. 10% maybe not, but 50%. I mean, if a law officer's got to count 255, he's got to count another 140 before he can get a violation.
So, Mr. France, you're saying that a 10% tolerance level instead of 50% would be better for you?
I would think so. Yes.
Well, that's a good discussion point. Mr. Ballard?
I can see that argument a little bit, but I also think about motor vehicle traffic. I can get a speeding ticket for going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit. It's my responsibility to make sure I'm going the appropriate speed. I don't know, 25 pots is a lot. That's a lot of work.
Maybe the answer isn't a percentage. Maybe it's just a hard and fast number.
Well, 10%, that's we can figure out whatever number that is for the amount of pots a man's allowed to set.
Yeah. It's up to the commissioner, whatever you want to do. Mr. Cedron.
Let me ask the commissioner, what about the sentences here, the recommendations for sentence? If you went to the 10%, what would you do with them? It's got single violation, nothing. Would you want to do what Dr. Neal said, move them over and say single violation 1 year and then move these other ones over?
No, I would be fine with it, if you're just 10% over, just a fine and not having to come before us. But in your second violation of this, maybe then a year probation. And if you were to get a third violation, then revocation of some sort. Unless you want to do it like between 10 and 20% would be one thing, and over 20% would be a revocation or something to that. Because I think anybody that's going over 20 or 25%, you're looking at 50 pots over the limit, I think, that it's intentional then.
Well, they've broken the law if they're one pot over.
Right.
So they can get a ticket for one pot over.
Right.
And so then if we put an amount that we want to become before the commission, then I would think there should be something in this single violation if they're going to be coming towards the commission.
So what you could do instead of having a 50%, because it's we don't have the manpower to do that, why don't we make it 10 and just keep 1 year probation at 10. I mean, 10's a pretty big number to be over, is what I'm hearing.
It depends on the size of your license. You have an 85 pot license and 9 pots, you're over your limit, 10% over. But a 400 pot license, you'd have to have 40 of them.
40, yeah.
Come before the
and
commission.
It's probation, and you're coming from the.
The guidelines would be nothing.
So why come before the commission?
So that would be nothing. So that's why I would slide everything over to the left.
Well, it'd be kind of like a call violation. If you're under, if you got one cup, you don't have to come before the commission. If you're over 50%, you do have to. Isn't that right?
Well,
yes.
So what we're, I guess, talking about here is whether to include a de minimis exception or not. Like de minimis, like, so
what are you, a lawyer?
Unfortunately, yeah. If there were just a single violation under the current guidelines, there'd be no appearance. It would, because there'd be no reason to. There's no recommended sanction. But if there's, you know, exceeding the license limit and another violation of some sort, you would. So that, then you'd be under the two violation within a 5-year period prong or column, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Okay. And,
you know, it's time that we hold the crabbing industry a little bit accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now it's almost a wide-open fishery, and it's almost impossible for law enforcement to keep up with the things that go wrong, that are happening in the crab industry. And this would just be one step of a few that need to be made, I think.
Well, let me ask a question of counsel here. Can we impose any kind of fines, or we call those not really a fine? What do you call that thing?
Civil penalty.
Yeah, civil penalty on these.
I believe so.
I'll defer to her, but I think if you look at the
if we went up to two violations.
Yeah, I mean, you have to impose a civil penalty. You have to be caught fishing commercially while you're under a revocation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So in most cases, which guidelines aren't meant to address those strange cases. Yeah.
Yeah, there was only one set of circumstances that allows the commission to pose any sort of fine/civil penalty, and that is fishing commercially while under license revocation. And the General Assembly passed that with the intent to have the board have a tool to enforce its revocation orders. I was there. So, when refining this matrix, I think I hear, and let me see if we're all on the same page for this, is that we're thinking that placing too many crab pots, if you have 10% or more, that should be the threshold for being considered for bringing the case in front of the board. Is that correct?
For 1 year probation.
And that would be the sanction guidelines. As Mr. Mila said, we slide it all over here. For the first offense, for 10% or over the crab pots, it'd be potentially up to 1 year probation. And then if there's a second offense, we just slide the whole thing over, then 1 year of revocation. Correct. Is that what everybody is thinking?
Yes.
I believe that's what everybody's thinking. I see heads nodding.
Well, we'll add one question. So if you slide everything over, that leaves a blank on the very last one. So can we put a 3-year revocation of all licenses in that hole to be higher than the 2-year?
I believe that makes sense here. Okay. Under the basic principle here is of its escalating penalties with continued violations.
Okay.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Backing up to the one that you had mentioned, Matt, and that was concerning the culling?
Correct. On the first page, it's the next to last entry on that.
Possession of at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish.
Right. So, I mean, the 1 year probation, I think, is warranted.
Which has been what the commission has been doing routinely for the last few years.
Yeah, under the current, or the guidelines that were in existence prior to the adoption of this version, we had, I think it may have been 1 year, and it was 1 year, yeah, so it was the same thing for the first offense, and then escalating after that. But given the sort of, ease of getting 2 violations in 2 years, even if they're not related, it may be a little much to revoke shellfish licenses for that.
All right, then how about I frame this like this? The second to last line there, possession of at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish. If you all look at that line, what would you like to see changed, if anything?
I guess keep in mind this is only cases that we would bring to you and only the recommended sanction, so you have, in any case, the ability to go up or down.
These are matrix guidelines. That's correct. If you think they're good as they are, that's fine. If you want to change the number there, that's fine. Let's talk about it.
I think they're good as they are. I mean, we've done a lot of work in the shellfish fishery, oyster fishery. And I think that we've sent the message out there, and we're not seeing nearly the problems that we had five years ago.
And so, I think 2 years ago.
You're right. Yep. And I think if we just stay the course, I think things are okay.
I see head nodding. Are we all good with that? We good with this the way it is? All right, so we have a proposal to revise the matrix guidelines as discussed. I think we need a motion to adopt the guidelines as revised per the discussion.
And just so everybody's clear, that would be in the 1, 2, 3, 4th column over, making that 2 or more violations in 2 years rather than 5. And then on the third page, it would be exceeding your license limit by 10% on the crab pots, and then moving the revocation or the sanctions over one column.
And adding the 3 years to the
year. 3 years to the last
correct.
Column.
Yeah,
anybody that's going to keep doing this and doing this and doing this, you know, the board has to have another tool or it's not going to be effective.
Right.
So
I move we approve the guidelines as presented.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Zedern and a second by Mr. Munder. Is there any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The revised matrix guidelines are adopted. Mr. Hull, don't go away. 1 second. Is Mr. Carlton Duncan in the room? I'm going to give a last call for Mr. Carlton Duncan. Mr. Duncan is apparently not going to be with us. So that request from Mr. Duncan here is not going to happen. So thank you all for a very productive discussion.